Are we on?
The meeting of May 4th, 2017 is called to order. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The next matter is communications for information. Wendy?
I would just like to report that the request for appeal in the matter of Benjamin Griffin has been withdrawn.
Being the matter has been settled, in light of this, the board's decision to stay this matter is now moot. Actions on matters still pending?
None this evening.
Consideration of matters for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Board, Civil Service Coordinator report.
None this evening.
Thank you. Human Resource Director, always lovely to have you here. We are going to miss you so much when you leave, so I really wish you'd reconsider that.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Joyce St. Germain, Human Resources. I have a report. I approved 3 list extensions and 4 list abolishments. So the first list extension I approved was for the biosolids distribution operator. It was a 1-year extension. The original list was established May 18th, 2016. And there were 52 people originally on the list, 13 Tacoma residents, and no one has been hired from the list. So the opportunity to hire may become available this year, and the list is also used for setup purposes. Someone is working at
Madam
the
Chair.
Board Member Sexton?
Madam Director, maybe you need to lean into that a little more. A lot of echo there. If I may, I was wondering about the qualifications here. It says some experience in the operation of commercial-sized trucks. Is that a CDL? What is that?
Yes, CDL would be commercial. Yes.
Okay, a CDL is some experience. Okay. Madam Director, if I may, you know, it seems like we have a lot of entry-level positions that are not really entry-level positions. There's always, one or 2 years of experience, you know, to go along with the high school graduation, you know. And I was wondering, is there any opportunities in the city for people to gain those experiences?
You're talking about minimum qualifications, and if they don't come with, aside from their high school diploma or equivalent, one year of experience to gain the experience when they're here. So what I can do is I can look at the classifications for the minimum qualifications and capture the ones that don't require an experience in addition to a high school. And I don't think there, I can look at that and bring that back to you.
That was going to be my suggestion. Thank you so much.
Okay. So the second list extension that I approved was for the apprentice signal and street lighting electrician. That was originally established in April 5th, 2016. And the list expired April 5th. There were 88 people originally on the list, 26 residents, and no one has been hired from this list. Just to bring it to your attention, funding during 2016 was problematic for the department, and they were not able to fill vacancies at that time. But it is anticipated that at least 2 vacancies will be filled this year, and so the department wanted to extend the opportunities to the current candidates on the eligible list, given the funding is available. So that is why I approved the 1-year extension for the apprentice signal and street lighting electrician. So the third list extension I approved was for the senior wire electrician, a 1-year extension through March 9th, 2018. So there were 15 people originally on the list. 5 City of Tacoma residents. 2 were hired from the list. 1 was a City of Tacoma resident. And there are 13 people still on the list. 4 of our Tacoma residents. So that is a list extension that was approved. Then I approved the list abolishments, 4 of them. 1 is for the firefighter paramedic list. That was an open list with 9 people originally on the list. No Tacoma residents, 5 were hired from the list. So the list was fully utilized and they've all been hired, so I approve that list abolishment. We approved the list abolishment request for a business analyst 3. There were 3 people originally on the list, no Tacoma residents, and 3 people are still on the list. This also, there was a recruitment firm that was secured by the Information Technology Department to recruit for the business analyst 3 classification, and that is underway. I also approve the abolishment of a engineering technician 2. There were 29 people originally on the list, 7 Tacoma residents, 4 were hired from the list. 2 of them were Tacoma residents, and 1 person was removed from the list. There were 24 people currently on the list, 5 City of Tacoma residents. So this was established in March of 2016 with 29 candidates. 4 were hired, an additional candidate was removed. So the hiring managers reported that they had been unable to contact many of the candidates that were on the list, and others were no longer interested. So open competitive recruitment process was started. And the last of list abolishment that was approved was for a risk analyst, an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission investigator. There were 16 people originally on the list, 4 City of Tacoma residents. 2 were hired from the list, and they were both City of Tacoma residents. There are 14 people currently on the list, or were on the list, and 2 were residents. So this also, the Office of Equity and Human Rights, they reviewed the 16 candidates on the eligibility list, and 8 were interviewed. 2 candidates accepted the offer and filled the open positions at the time. And their assessment was the desire to open up the list given the specific area of expertise needed to conduct EEO investigations for that office. So now there are 3 action items for you this evening. They are requests for waiver of competitive examination for a systems power dispatcher, the permit specialist, and a firefighter paramedic. So HR analyst Rodney Croston will present these for you, and the managers and are here as well.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. Is this working?
Yes, I think we're going to move you over there.
Okay.
That's
better over there.
Yeah.
You want me on that one?
No, you can stay there for now, but when she has to speak, she's going over there.
Yeah. That would be much better.
Your microphone does not carry you at all.
I can understand what you're saying.
Go ahead. Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department at Tacoma Power, and I'm here to request a waiver of competitive exam for Zach Zolsdorf into the systems power dispatcher classification effective March 24th, 2017. Zach competed in open competitive examinations to get into the Systems Power Dispatch Candidate Training Program, which is the apprenticeship. He's completed the apprenticeship, and so we're requesting this waiver so that we can appoint him in the journey level.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for Zach Zolsdorf, System Power Dispatcher. Hope that was close.
It was good enough. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And I think, Miss, are you Zach?
No, I'm actually his trainer.
You're his trainer.
Zach is actually on shift at the moment as a system operator.
Please come up to the microphone. Thank
sure.
you.
Good evening. I'm Cullen Ritchie, the Operations Training Coordinator, and I'm here on behalf of Zach Zolsdorf. He is on shift at the moment as the distribution desk operator, so he couldn't be here. And would you like to know a little bit about him?
Please.
Okay. Zach is a very, very excellent young man, in my opinion. He's a native of Virginia, born in Virginia, grew up in South Dakota. He got interested in electricity and electronics through his high school STEM programs. After graduation, he went on to the U.S. Navy, was accepted into the Navy Nuclear Power Program, and did a tour as an instructor in the program. He contacted Tacoma Power while he was still in the Navy to find out about our system operator positions, though when he got out of the Navy, we were not hiring at the time. He accepted a job with Puget Sound Energy until Tacoma Power was hiring, applied for, and met our requirements to hire. Zach's class average coming out of our training program was a 98.27. He beat my average. And his NERC certification, his federal certification exam, he achieved a 92.5, which is probably the highest score of any system operator we have. He's a very, very excellent academic. So, a little bit about Zach.
Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing that. And please congratulate him for the board.
I'll do so.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Pardon me, did you?
Go ahead.
I didn't want to jump in front of you. I'm sorry, could we get your name again?
Cullen Ritchie.
Mr. Ritchie, thank you for the excellent report and for coming down here and representing the department and the city and Zach so well. Wanted to add to that, typically when I see a report like this, I get very upset that it's so short, it's so brief. But, when I see that the first line of the report is the Joint Apprenticeship and Training Committee recently approved, then that says more to me, than a 2 or 3 page report. And your excellent report along with that is, I think, more than enough for us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Board Member Hansen.
Could I just ask you what a systems power dispatcher is?
A system power dispatcher, that's a term unique to Tacoma Public Utilities. In the industry, it's called a system operator. But what that is we actually operate the power grid from the generation of power to the purchase of bulk energy from other utilities and the sale of bulk energy to other utilities, all the way down to the transformers you see on the poles feeding the houses. That's it in a nutshell. It's about a 2.5 year program to take someone who already has a journey level experience and build their knowledge and train them to become a system operator.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again, I think.
No problem.
There are no more questions, so thank you.
Okay.
It already passed. Yeah, we're clear on this one.
Do you have the next one?
Well, if I could just say one more thing before we move on, because you asked about that program. And Cheryl Brown, who's not here today, who usually comes to present these with me for the graduates of the apprenticeship, we've had some discussions about coming to you guys and requesting a study session so that we could go into more detail about the apprenticeship program, because I know we come here pretty frequently to request these waivers. But listening to Cullen, it just made me think that you guys should think about requesting a tour of the utility and getting to see, if you could see where the dispatchers work, it's like James Bond in there. It's really amazing. And there's lots of things that go into the apprenticeships that would, or even our headworks or our dam facilities that would be much better in person than on PowerPoint.
Thank you.
And I normally do the tours, so you're all welcome anytime.
Board members, we may be going on a tour. 3 hours. Okay. Board member Sexton, turn off your mic.
Oh,
thank you.
I was ready to make the motion.
Not yet. We have to hear.
Al Raymond from Planning and Development Services is joining me for the next request. It's a waiver of competitive exam for Rachel Hansen into the permit specialist classification. Rachel successfully completed an open competitive examinations for an office assistant position that works very closely with the permit specialist. And Mr. Raymond has a few things he'd like to say.
Good afternoon. I'll start where Rodney left off. Rachel completed a competitive exam as a temporary employee for Environmental Services. Oh, and I apologize. My name is Al Raymond. I am the manager for the Permit Resource Center for Planning and Development Services for the city. The Permit Resource Center has three groups: permit specialists, which interface with the public every day, application services, which interface with really developers, and the innovation team, which is the team that helps with the technology of integrating those two groups to the community. As I was saying, Rachel was hired on through a competitive process with ES, but it was a temporary office assistant position. And as that position wound down, it just so happened in Planning and Development Services where we were, we had a longtime office assistant retire. So someone from Rachel's supervisor from ES reached out to the supervisor from the offices, supervisor of office assistants at Planning and Development Services, and said, hey, you should include this person in your interview process. Well, through that process that happened, Rachel was selected in June, and she came over and started working with us in June of last year. It was from the very start, you could tell this was a different person, because in customer service, which is primarily what we do, there are several things, several rules of thumb. One, it's not really easy, but you can teach codes and process and procedures, but the most difficult thing that you can't teach is really customer service, which right off the bat we knew that Rachel had immediately. During that time, from June, let's say through December, she would often come to my office and others and say, hey, look, is there anything I can do? Do you mind if I learn what they are doing? And the "they" she was referring to was the group up front, the permit specialist. Keeping in mind that Rachel sat at the desk, the reception desk that received all of the customers. And so through just the exchange of, gosh, what's going over there? She asked, could I participate in understanding what that was? And I said, sure, as long as your supervisor doesn't mind. Well, as it would happen, in December, one of my permit specialists got promoted within the department. And when that position came open, to me, it was a no-brainer to say, hey, let me go ask this young lady. I went to the supervisor of office assistants and says, would you mind if I open this position up to her? And she said, no, absolutely. Please do it. And as you see, one of the charts I gave you was that we launched a new software really quickly in January of 16. So before we launched the software, let's say our average the average citizens that would come to the lobby were about 250. After we launched the software, it was probably around 400, and it spiked to about 800 in June of last year. So we were really, the batters were ahead of the pitchers. We were trying to stay above water. So it was just very beneficial for us to get someone who understood just from her time at the front desk, who had the skills, the customer service skills. She already knew how to read drawings. She had a lot of the intrinsic things you needed to help keep us going. And so the supervisor didn't mind. We said, great. We opened the position up and we put Rachel in it. So I'm here requesting that you support the waiver of competitive exam, because we've got a great person, a great personality, and a skillful worker. And if you go through the information I gave you, she has two letters of recommendations there, and she's really exceptional. And then there's a requirement for a certification, which is a national certification that certifies that makes her a certified permit specialist, which I'm sure she will get before the end of this year. But she's great, and if there's any questions that you have, I would be happy to answer.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for permit specialist Rachel Hansen.
Seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays, any abstentions? Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you for the additional information. Is Rachel here? Would you like to come up?
Thank you very much.
Though we already know you're great.
Oh, thanks. I'm nervous too. So I just want to sincerely thank you guys for, you know, letting us come out tonight and giving me that opportunity. And I love working for the city, so I'm just really excited to fill this role. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving the city.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I just wanted to thank you for the excellent report that we got. This is one of the better reports we got. And I think...
We've never had a graph.
I think this is the first time we've had a full-color graph.
Yeah.
The letter was very nice.
Thank you.
Also, I think we had a very good understanding of your customer service abilities. Thank you very much.
You both gave excellent presentations. Thank you. Now back to boring.
The way they always should be.
Our last request is a waiver of a competitive exam for Peter Lyle into the position of firefighter paramedic. Mr. Lyle successfully competed, and I say this for some of our apprenticeships, but probably the most competitive process is to become a firefighter. It's very few out of thousands of applicants that make it to get to serve as a firefighter for the city of Tacoma. And we have a firefighter paramedic promotional process that ties with the paramedic class, which everyone who's completed that program and been on that eligible list has been promoted, and there are no current lists in progress. However, Mr. Lyle was hired with the graduation from an accredited paramedic training program. He holds the required Washington State and Pierce County paramedic certifications, and he served the required 12 months and passed his probationary period. So we're requesting a waiver of competitive exam to permanently appoint him as a firefighter paramedic.
Thank you.
Chair Summers, board member of the board, Mike Newhouse, I'm the medical services officer with the fire department, and Peter Lyle, we certainly have a place for him. I will be providing no graphs or visual aids during this, but we certainly have an open spot for Peter. He's a 10-year paramedic. He did come to us through the entry-level firefighter pathway. He did maintain his certification and all his ongoing training for the National Registry, as well as the state of Washington and Pierce County. We have been utilizing him in that capacity as necessary, and he's been doing a phenomenal job. His patient care is beyond reproach, and his skills are very, very seasoned. He's a 10-year paramedic, so a very welcome addition if you choose to approve this.
And did I hear he's a transfer to our department?
No, he came in entry level. So he went to Central Washington University and graduated from their paramedic program, worked in the Yakima area initially, then came to work for AMR as a paramedic, came in as an entry-level firefighter for us and maintained all of his certification. He went through EMT program as was required. And then once he was off probation, he had the skill level still of a paramedic that we needed to utilize, so as a firefighter paramedic.
Thank you. Okay.
Another excellent report. Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for firefighter paramedic Peter Lyle.
And it's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Thank you. Thank you all for your presentation. Is Peter here?
He's able to make it.
Congratulate him for the board.
Oh, well, then let's take it back.
Yeah, we're going to take it.
Thank you.
Okay, comments by the public. I see trouble in the audience. Take a seat, sir. comments by the board members. We will be having a study session to discuss agenda items and who is responsible for putting our agenda together at the June meeting, so prepare to stay a little bit later. Any other comments?
Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was starting to sweat roll up there.
I'm sorry. I should have read you to an audience.
Yeah.
You hear any kids?
Thank you. Thank you. See you later.
See ya. Good night.